Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the care of newborn calves on their dairies. Number one, we need a dry calf, and we need that calf dry sooner rather than later, especially at temperatures at 30 degrees and less. That will reduce the amount of heat that is lost due to evaporation. Some other ways that the calf loses heat is radiation. Basically, that is heat that is transferred across the air to other objects, and that could be something like the cold, whether it be the concrete or the ground, but it is a loss of heat from the animal. And calf blankets help reduce that, as it provides a radiation barrier, if you will, to keep that heat from moving away from the calf's body. And finally, convection, and that is when we lose heat from the calf's body, just simply from air passing over the calf's body. So if we just take those principles and apply them to our newborn calves, and we utilize blankets to keep that animal warm and reduce these forms of energy loss, we can see an increase in the rate of gain in those calves during the first couple weeks of life, and we can also see a reduction in the number of treatment days that we have, as stressed calves are more prone to develop things like respiratory and digestive issues during this time. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.